And we are live. This is episode 71 of Filmaholics Entertainment Podcast. You are looking at a crew here today, ladies and gentlemen. The returning judo master. How are you, man?
Doing good.
Good.
All caught up on Peacemaker, and I'm excited for tomorrow's finale. I feel like it's really picked up here these last two or three episodes.
Yeah. Are you still watching Task?
Yeah.
I wanted to start that.
Yes.
I would highly suggest it. That's also the cliffhanger this most recent episode. So
how many episodes are there supposed to be?
Is there six, Kevin?
I think it might just be six. Yeah, because
it's just like a be six.
It's like a short series, right? Like a one season
marriage.
Yeah. And everyone out there, you're probably hearing it as well, also returning. Just as much as to as much applause as Judo Master, we've got Grant in the house, baby. Grant, how's TV watching for you? You just told us before this you've been skipping on Peacemaker.
I have. Well, see, I don't like the whole waiting every week watching one episode. I really like to just binge it all at one time. So once the episode comes out tomorrow, I'll probably be done by Friday or Saturday.
Grant has no self-control.
How do you have the time to just watch something for 7 hours straight?
I have all the time in the world, Kev. All the time in the world.
Oh, my God.
I'd kill to have that much time.
I'll probably be done with Peacemaker, Gen V, and Task by the time we talk again.
I need to catch up on Gen V, dude. Yeah, that's a good
point. I haven't even started, but I heard that there's pretty good reception to the new season. I liked season one too, as a kind of switch up to The Boys. I'm not a huge
fan. Three episodes already right now, or
yeah, I think it's like two or three, but I'm not a huge fan of the other spinoffs they have in the works, or at least like the initial like sounding ones with like the origination of Soldier Boy back in like way back when. The Stormfront, the Nazi one.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't really remember that, but it's good. It's good to have you back, Grant.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
And then, as always, a big round of applause to the co-host who's been here since day one. We got Alex Powers in the building.
Oh, how you doing? Good. It's good to be back. It's very good to be back. I miss the boys.
Have you seen anything at all? Are you watching anything?
Yeah, I'm really big into Chad Powers right now.
yeah. Well, you are like Glenn Powell's number one fan.
Yeah.
But you're liking it?
Yo, big time. He gets a little uglier in the show just because of all the prosthetics and stuff.
Right.
But you get glimpses of normal Glenn and you're like, oh, geez, what a guy.
You were like a ringer in high school too, so it's kind of fitting.
Jesus. Chill, Grant.
It's
a family program.
Oh, yes.
Ringer. He said ringer, right?
Yeah, I said ringer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God, Boo! What'd you think? Whoa, oh, what is Peacemaker's dad in
the white dragon?
White dragon.
Yeah, the white dragon coming through here again.
You should see the blue dragon.
Yeah, true. I did not watch this last episode, so I was going to watch both of them. Not technically tonight, right? It's not coming out. It's like midnight, tomorrow. Or is it tomorrow at 7?
Okay. It's tomorrow at, yeah.
Okay, so I got a chance to catch up tonight. Well, boys, we got a big task here today. I know there's been a lot of fun news in there, but we'll have another episode to kind of go over what's been happening in the filmiverse, I feel like. But and it feels like we're in a little bit of a movie lull right now. Maybe for the people who don't go to the movies every week like me, this might be not as much of a time to go check out films. But if you look at historically, October has some bangers of movies. And that's what we're kind of going over here today is we're going over the top movies to be released in the month of October. We're doing a tournament style, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with the tournament style. So let me share my screen. So how we do this, boys, is the first round is usually kind of a quick, you know, we go through, gosh, I'd say we try to go through. Here we go. Where are you? Is it this one? Yeah. We just try to get through it, right? Because I feel like a lot of the shows that or movies we like, we'll usually talk later on. And if they're really worth it, we'll talk a lot about them. And like for the last couple of rounds. So Let me close up on the screen here. We've got 28 movies here. And like I said, we've got movies all the way at number one. We got Joker at number one. And at number 28, we got High School Musical 3. There's really been a wide range of movies that have come out in October. Another thing you're not going to notice is not a ton of horror films. It sounds like most horror films are either released in late September or November or whatever it may be, or they just never made really a ton of money. So, but if you once we go through this list, you'll be a little surprised at how many great movies were released in October. So to start things off with the horror movie, we've got in the first round, we've got number 17, Kill Bill Volume 1 going against Saw. Boys, which deserves to move on to the next round to face the number one seed Joker?
Saw.
I agree.
Over Kill Bill?
When I tell you, I am just a diehard fan of the entire Saw franchise. It is so elite television.
Not a bad movie, though.
Is this the guy what concept? Like elite movies, elite movie. I'm picking Saw, hands down.
Okay. What about you? Let's go Voo next, because I think I know what Holton. Did you say Saw as well, Holton?
Yeah, I would go Saw. Well, I've never seen it too. So.
Now, what's tough about this is that if there's ties, we have to do horse races. So hopefully we can see. But let's not try to push for a horse race until later on. Vu, what do you got, man, between these two?
I haven't seen Saw yet. I also have not seen Kill Bill. But I know.
Unfortunately, I think your vote might be null then at that point.
But I'm going to vote on behalf of Drake. And I know Drake is a Kill Bill fan. So we're going to go with Kill Bill on this one.
Wow.
He's a fan of Kill Bill of Millie Bobby Brown's.
Chill, Grant. This is a family program.
Yeah, we used to not have as much of these inside joke stories, so I like it, Grant. I appreciate it. Well, then here we go. I guess we got to do a quick 8-second. We're going to do two names. We're going to do our first horse race of the day. We're going to do 17.
Kill Bill vote?
Kill Bill vote. I love Kill Bill.
Okay.
And shout out to Uma Thurman. To
avoid him and Boo just immediately forces one.
I know, right? I'm asking not to do this already. All right, let me share the screen again. All right, we'll stop screen here. We're gonna share it. All right. You know what? And this is kind of cool that we got this. All right, we've got at 17 will be number two. That'll be Kill. Is that Kill Bill or is that Saw?
I think 17 was Kill Bill.
17 was Kill Bill, and then we'll have one is Saw because. 16, 17, right? Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
You're not sharing screen, Kev, if you're trying to.
Well, am I not sharing it?
No, it's us.
My bad. I pressed on it. Here we go.
There we go.
All right. We got Kill Bill versus Saw.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is Kill Bill all the way.
Oh, this is comeback season. Set up for a comeback.
These fucking bastards. They always do that. All right. Well, then sharing the screen, I guess Saw's moving on. The first horror film, maybe one of the few horror films in this bracket, is going to be going on.
Don't lie, Ball.
All right. We've got – oh, shit. What the hell is Team 26? It looks like I guess I got to put something in here. I never put anything for Team 26. Oh, it's Scary Movie 3. I wonder why it's showing up as Team 26.
I literally thought Scary Movie. The movie.
Did you guys not like Scary Movie?
No, I thought Team 26 was the movie.
No, it's Scary Movie 3, but it's showing up as. Oh, wait. What the hell? It is Team 26. Oh, shit. Okay. Unfortunately, Taken gets to move on. I fucked that up.
Wait, is Team 26 a legitimate movie?
No. I fucked up. I copied it. And I'm not going to do it on the spot. Try to find a movie to fit in.
Okay. I was going to pick Taken anyway.
Their competitors were murdered on the spot.
Yeah.
Can't show up. We got a Marshall situation here. The plane crashed. All right.
You know, this is actually a tough one for me.
Oh, what the hell? I got Joker again in here? Okay, I fucked this up a little bit. My bad.
Oh, no.
Wait, one sec. I remember what I did. I remember what I did wrong. I put...
Make it Team 25, Kev.
Yeah. 85, I love that movie.
All right, I guess School Rocks.
Let's go.
I can't because it's not. It doesn't matter. Joker's the number one, so it's got to be.
Is School of Rock Jack Black's greatest film?
No, it's Kung Fu Panda, clearly.
Oh, hot take.
Jumanji. Don't forget about Jumanji.
We'd all like to forget about Jumanji.
I think this might be the first big upset. It's funny that they got two movies that people really don't give a shit about, maybe on this pod. Is Venom, the original Venom, versus High School Musical 3.
I have beef with High School Musical 3 and the fact that they put it in theaters instead of just on the Disney Channel.
And in the month of October, nonetheless. Yeah. Usually they're like summer films. I'm going to say Venom here.
Myself. I'm going to say Venom too. Now, if this was High School Musical 1.
Or 2.
Two or 2 even. 3.
I don't remember what happens. Is this the one where
they graduate?
Yeah, how are you going to make a movie called High School Musical and they're not in high school?
What do you mean? So far, pretty shitty first round with me. My bad, guys. all right, we got John Wick versus Pulp Fiction.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know you have not seen any of the John Wick films, correct?
I saw the first one.
You did see the first one. Okay. No. What do you guys thoughts? I think I'm going to go Pulp Fiction over John Wick.
I have not seen Pulp Fiction yet, so
add that to your list, Vu.
Okay,
it's good.
Is that a Quentin Tarantino movie?
It is.
I'm gonna go Pulp Fiction as well.
Wow,
I have not seen Pulp Fiction, and I love it, so I'm gonna go John Wick.
Oh my god, another horse race for the fans out there listening. And I wonder if you can even hear the pod on the pod version. Can you even hear like horse racing?
I think you can in the background.
A little.
We'll just get him excited. All right.
Yeah.
John Wick 1's the one with Theon Greyjoy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That's an elite movie.
Why did it just spaz out here? Whatever. John Wick was number one. What? Which one was higher and lower?
Pulp Fiction was higher.
As in it was the top was one or lower?
Yeah, it was the highest seed.
So it was okay. Gotcha. All right. Then we got Pulp Fiction number two, John Wick number one.
Was so much more difficult than it needed to be.
Yeah, that was pretty difficult. All right. Here we go, boys. So, right. John Wick one and then Pulp Fiction two, right?
Let's get it.
All right.
I got open a
portal. All right. We got number two leading. Oh, it's a tie. It's a strip. Number one win.
Let's go, Holden.
Wow.
Let's go, Judo Master.
Judo Master.
All right. Pulp Fiction wins the game. Wait, Pulp Fiction was number. Pulp Fiction was 12.
Yeah, that's what I said. I meant it was the
higher.
Did I not say that John Wick was 12? Or the lower, like the
what was the higher seed, which would take
higher seed is equals lower number.
Yeah.
Okay, that's I just wanted to make sure. So then,
Pulp Fiction should have been one, right?
Oh, redo.
No.
Redo.
Oh my god.
Oh, redo.
Ball don't lie.
Right, here we go. Two is due now, Vu.
All right.
What?
I feel like two is now due.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction one
on the first two.
Okay, Fiction let's one, get
John
it.
Week two. Here we go. Boom. All right. Pulp Fiction's winning.
Watch this. Pulp Fiction's winning.
Oh,
yeah. Where did that go? Ball don't lie.
Wow, John Wick.
Is that Secretariat? Holy shit.
All right. Next, we've got this is a tough one. The Social Network versus Prestige. This could be one and two, depending on any other day, depending on which seed goes up next. But
can you remind me what the Prestige was about again?
It's the magician one.
Okay, that's what
Christian Bale. Right?
Christian Bale, Hugh Jackman. Okay. You know, not try to spoil the ending for those who haven't seen, but we've got zero viewers right now. But for the ones who are downloading the episode, I'm a Social Network. It's like Social Network's like probably like 3 for me, 4 for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Social Network.
Social Network for me is a movie I watch yearly. So,
yeah.
I have a Social Network too.
I'll say The Prestige, but it already won.
Yeah. Nice, Grant. I like it. All right. Friday Night Lights versus Paranormal Activity.
Ooh. And this is not the Tim Riggins Friday Night Lights, right?
This is the movie version. Just the movie. I'm going to go with Paranormal Activity. It's just that movie, when I saw it in theaters, freaked me out. I think Friday Night Lights is a great flick itself. It is intense. It's dramatic. Great acting. But they lose at the 1 yard line. So
I would say better show than movie. So I'll give it to Paranormal Activity.
I'm going to go FNL
Activity.
Oof.
All right.
I'm the lone wolf here.
Argo versus Fight Club. Fight Club, maybe the greatest man named the, I think the number one guy film of all time. Argo was Ben Affleck's first ever Oscar win as a director.
Ooh. Having only seen Argo, I'm going to have to go with that.
Really? You've never seen Fight Club? Yeah. Is that on your list, Vu? Is it on there?
It is not on my list, but it can be.
Sorry, you add it to your list, because it's a Fincher film.
Ooh.
Yeah. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Probably Brad Pitt's hottest look he's ever had.
Better than Ocean's 11?
Dude, yeah. He's got insane 8-pack in it.
Oh.
I would go with Fight Club.
I go Fight Club too.
I gotta show
Argo, but I don't think it.
Are you gonna share an 8-pack?
I mean, come on.
I see why Angelina Jolie fell in love.
Glenn Powell could never.
I don't know. Glenn Powell's pretty ripped.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. All right, Fight Club's moving on. Training Day versus Gone Girl.
This might be Ben Affleck's best film. Hot take.
I love Training Day. Have you guys not seen Training Day?
Is that Denzel?
No. Denzel. That was his first Oscar win, I think, was Training Day. Or nomination, one of the two. But some say it's his best movie he's ever acted in.
Yeah. Two of the best combos, though.
Whereas I think I agree with you guys. Gone Girl, another Fincher flick. I mean,
Gone Girl was elite.
Gone Girl is awesome.
All right, Gone Girl's moving on.
Shout out to Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. You don't see him in much unless he's like on Broadway. So it's kind of fun for him. And he played a straight man. That was also kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That's after, baby. Oh, there's Scary Movie 3. All right. Well, there's
Team 26.
All right. Well, you guys, did we even do Scary Movie 1 up here?
Was it released in October?
Was it?
Yeah, it was released in October. Yeah, we got Scary Movie vs. Halloween.
So is it Scary Movie 3 or Scary
Movie 3, which is the one with Charlie Sheen. Shaquille O'Neal's in it. Shaquille can't make a free throw just to save everyone. And it's also Saw related as well.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember this film from back.
And then the OG Halloween is just, it's just the original version I've never actually seen. With Jason.
Neither of I.
Same.
Movie 3.
Yes, looks like Scary Movie 3 is moving on. Great. You didn't say a single word. Have you not seen Scary Movie 3?
They all meld together for me at one point. All I remember is that scene that's just always on like reels or something where, what's that woman's name? She's in all of those. She's saying Honda, Benny Honda.
Yeah, Hyundai, Miyazaki. Yeah. There's also one where Charlie Sheen's just pissing. He's talking to an alien, and they're pissing out of his finger. And the guy goes, "Oh, I thought I was the only one." Never mind. I'm not even trying. We got The Terminator versus A Star Is Born. Be fearless, gentlemen. Be fearless.
That's the motto. Be fearless. I love
it. Be fearless this October, this scary season. All right, I actually really liked A Star Is Born, and I didn't like Terminator 1. Terminator 2 was my favorite of the Terminator series. Have you guys seen any of these movies?
I have seen Terminator.
I haven't seen Terminator, but I really like A Star Is Born. I thought it was great.
I agree. I think A Star Is Born is better.
How is Lady Gaga's acting? I've never seen her act.
Phenomenal. I think
she's her best. You haven't seen A Star Is Born?
House of Gucci?
Mm-mm.
She's in House of Gucci. I never saw it, though, but because I heard it was like 3 hours of just nothing.
Did you watch it, Grant?
Just, you know, a little clip here and there.
What?
What does that mean?
I think you see a clip from the movie, and that's really much all you need to see.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought wasn't House of Gucci a show?
Oh,
then no, it was like Murder of Gucci.
Yeah.
It was also
like an FX show, wasn't it?
Yeah, an FX show. Yeah, I actually really liked it. It was interesting for sure. Blade Runner 2049 versus Jackass, the original movie. Ooh. Blade Runner 2049 is an amazing movie. Ryan Gosling at his peak, Dave Bautista, Jared Leto's in it, but he's actually good in it because he doesn't talk too much. Jackass movie, say no more. Hello? What the fuck was that?
It is spooky season, Kev.
Yeah, it is. Put me a knock on the door. Oh, interesting. What do you guys think?
It's tough.
I'm a Blade Runner, but Jackass is an amazing movie. I'm gonna go check my door, make sure.
Yeah. This is a tough one for me just because I haven't seen either one.
I've seen both. I loved Blade Runner 49, but I mean Jackass is so funny.
I've only seen Jackass. I haven't seen Blade Runner 49. Jackass was really funny though.
Is Blade Runner Netflix movie?
I'll go Blade Runner.
Oh.
Is Blade Runner like Netflix exclusive? Like that was a Netflix movie?
No, it was in theaters.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Hey, can houses built in 2017 be haunted? Because Lindsay was downstairs. I heard something really weird. Maybe it was my favorite.
Probably just the house creaking. It's cold outside now.
It was like,
oh,
I don't know about all that.
I'm sure it was something.
Get your Bible out. Start the cursing.
Oh, don't you have a dog? If your dog's not barking, it's not a problem.
But I think a murderer could come in and she would allow that to happen.
Oh,
so, that's just her. I'm going Blade Runner. What'd you guys think?
I went with Blade Runner, but it was very close. I like.
I only saw Jackass, so I voted Jackass.
I was not able to cast a vote.
How have you not seen Jackass?
It was rated R, bro.
Because isn't that like a high school? That's like a high school classic, like late night. You're with the boys,
yeah,
watching it, kind of thing.
Wait,
like it was like a
really old movie, though, right? Like
yeah, like Steve-O. Yeah. Johnny Knoxville.
I think it's been on like streaming things where you would.
It was like free on YouTube for a while.
Yeah, like
only
have
one.
You ever watched the show?
Mm-mm.
I think
it was too. It's too provocative.
It's too provocative. Nice. All right, we got the first round done, boys. We're on to next. We've got the Joker.
So is this
all that moved on?
Is this seeded based off how much money? Each
yeah, movie. It was based on how much money.
Okay.
I mean, the Joker's a billion-dollar film, right?
Yeah, it was the only DC billion. I think it's the only DC billion-dollar film.
It was so good that they made a second one against the director's will. That's how.
No, and then the director said, "You want me to make another one? I'll show you. I'll show you a second one."
You know what was so good? So. That they made eight others. Saw. Give me Saw in the upset.
The Joker's so
I complex, do love though. The original Joker a lot. So
I go with Joker.
Like he won an Oscar for it, right? Joaquin.
Yeah, he did. Joaquin Phoenix. I almost didn't want to go with Joker because of how bad the second one was. I don't want to rewatch Joker, but I do want to rewatch Saw.
Exactly.
Is Saw worth watching? Sell me on Saw, Grant.
It's actually a good. It's a good movie. It's a good storyline. There's an insane twist.
Is Grant frozen forever?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Grant needs new internet.
He's just so happy in his picture.
Yeah, wow. He's so happy that Joker's moving on.
Uh-oh. And he's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn. I mean, he had his chance to sell Saw, and he didn't do it.
Yeah. Oh.
That's too bad.
Maybe
too
next bad. Year.
Joker's moving on to the Elite Eight. Here we go, baby. We've got Taken versus the School of Rock. Two that essentially got first round buys. we already have a Grant in here. Who's this fake Grant? Yeah, I'll let him in. There he is.
Oh, Grant, before we move on officially, sell us on Saw.
Basically just a bunch of really bad people they put into rooms, and then they basically have to like kill each other or like cut off parts of their bodies to escape these traps. Really good. If you like gore and if you just like need something for like 90 minutes to 2 hours to watch for fun, Saw's your pick.
Fan of gore.
Yeah.
And it will give you like reactions. I feel like everyone here remembers their first time watching Saw.
Insane plot twist early on too.
Yeah. Is it early on? I thought it was near the end.
Well, with the I won't say too much.
But. Yeah. We're good. Yeah, we don't want that. I want Boo to watch and be fucked up. I mean, it was like equivalent to the Human Centipede before the Human Centipede came out, and how shocking something like this was.
Jump scare movie, or is this like a whoa, that's scary movie?
No, it's a
not even gosh, like a that's like a disgusting, like,
yeah, gosh, that's a yeah. lot of blood type movie.
Yeah,
oh no, then I'm good.
Yeah. It's also a high school film, I feel like it's one you watch with your friends.
Yeah, I don't know if you could get through a Saw movie without you're just not a gore type person, so
he didn't want to watch he refused to watch The Pit because he thought it would be too gory.
Yeah. That wasn't gory at all.
Wow.
The end was.
Oh my god, yeah, the end of that show was pretty insane, actually. But I do recommend The Pit. That was a great show.
Great show.
Yeah, that's a pretty fantastic show. We've got Taken versus School of Rock, gentlemen. Taken, Liam Neeson, I will find you and I will kill you. School of Rock. Rock.
Yeah, School of Rock. I mean, great film, Jack Black. You got the guy that created White Lotus, also a Survivor alum. You got Miranda Cosgrove. What more do you want? It's such like a heartfelt film.
Liam Neeson. I want Liam Neeson getting his daughter stolen three more times after the movie as well. Family members. I mean, the guy was just getting screwed by around the world, man. But that first one was incredible. It was awesome to see Liam Neeson in just an action role that I feel like at the time it kind of changed our perception maybe of Liam Neeson, or it kind of came out of nowhere a little bit. I could be wrong, but I just remember thinking it was a big deal when it came out. And it's a pretty big cultural hit. I feel like everyone knows that line of him on the phone calling the person.
Yeah. It's tough. I have so many fond memories of School of Rock.
Yeah, it's on TBS like every week.
Yep.
It's easy to find.
Who did you pick? School of Rock?
I did.
I'm taking School of Rock too.
Let's go.
I love School
of Rock. Oh, wow. Let's go. Big upset. School of Rock moving on to the Elite Eight of the greatest October films of all time. I like it. Vu, you could be a salesman.
Mr. Ned Schneebly.
Yeah. All right, we've got Venom versus John Wick. Oof. I think this is an easy one for me. It's John Wick.
Yeah,
me
too. Yeah. Cool.
Venom's bad.
Not bad enough. They made three of them.
Yeah, because in China, they sold $600 million in tickets.
Jeez.
Like, it's insane. When I went to Japan, there was Venom shirts everywhere. People love it. And if only they could have just made a decent movie. But
yeah.
This might be another really tough one. The Social Network versus the Departed.
Is The Departed the one with Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg got nominated for an Oscar for this, acting as himself. But like it's his only time he's ever been nominated and the only time he ever will be nominated for a movie.
Yeah. This is the one where it's like Matt Damon's the rat, right?
Matt Damon's the rat. Leo DiCaprio's the cop trying to get him as well. I mean, the ending scene in the elevator is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Yeah. Jack Nicholson, you know, being kind of like the godfather in a way, or the mob boss. This is a great flick.
This is two fantastic movies.
Yeah, but Social Network, man. I mean, you got Jesse Eisenberg, who will not be returning as in Social Network 2, which is very disappointing, being replaced by Jeremy Strong.
I guess if anybody was to play Mark Zuckerberg again, Jeremy Strong would be my second choice for sure.
Like, yeah, he's gonna act his ass off in it. For mm-hmm. sure. Something new to it. And then they also got the bear in it. The bear is gonna be in the second one. What's his name?
Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White's gonna be in it. And then the chick who won Best Actress at this last year.
Mickey Madsen.
Yeah, Mikey Madsen. Yeah. So it's gonna be great. But that's coming out in a year or two. We gotta focus on the original. I mean, Andrew Garfield acting his dick off. The girl from Brenda Song. Yeah, Brenda Song was in it.
Don't forget about JT.
Justin Timberlake. I thought when he in the, after that movie, I thought this guy's the future.
Yeah,
he was so good in it.
Social Network is probably top five on my Mount Rushmore of movies. But yeah, the Departed is just so
I don't think right that's now. How Mount Rushmore works.
How many are on Mount Rushmore? Is it five?
It's four.
Yeah, it's five. Good for you, Lou.
Oh, is it five?
No. No.
I've seen it.
That's why they say on my Mount Rushmore, they name four.
Oh,
things.
Yeah.
English is my second English.
Five of my Mount Rushmore.
You can maybe count that Native American statue that'll be built more yeah. dead.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the fifth one.
I think I'm voting The Departed here. I really liked it. Is it blasphemy if I have never seen The Social
Network? You've never seen Social Network?
Grant, you have two top fives here. You need to add that to your list.
Okay, I'll put it on my list. I'll put it on my list.
Watch it tomorrow night if you got time. You got 7 hours.
I got
hours
all the time in the world, Kev.
Watch it tonight.
The Departed was on Netflix, and I kept opening Netflix and thinking about watching it because I've heard nothing but good things and just never got around to it. So I've never seen The Departed. Really? So I'll go Social Network.
The Departed is a longer film. It feels like it's a commitment.
It is. I mean, it's a Scorsese film. You know, yeah. He wasn't too old yet at that point. I mean, yeah, it was an insane movie. So is that three then for Social Network?
That's my vote. Right. Grant, I'm so disappointed.
I know that is disappointing. Well, that's okay. We won't judge you. We got The Martian versus Paranormal Activity.
The Martian.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that movie is fantastic.
Part is just is up there too, and Social Network's up there. Like these three are maybe the best three movies on this list.
I watched The Martian because of this pod. It was a recommendation last year, and it's probably the best rec that I've gotten from this pod.
I watched it last year for the first time too. It was unbelievable.
Matt Damon's best film?
I'd say probably. I mean, it's probably his best film outside of maybe Ocean's trilogy, but he wasn't even the main focal point of that, right?
Yeah. The Martian or Bourne Supremacy.
Or the Bourne movies. Yeah, he was really great. But again, like those aren't, as a movie themselves, can't even touch The Martian, I think, personally.
Yeah, that's true.
The Martian's pretty incredible. I mean, Paranormal Activity, the story itself is great. I mean, wasn't built on like a $2 million budget, if not like $1 million budget, and made just a fuck ton of money. And it really was genuinely scary. I mean, that scene where they're in bed and the sheets keep getting pulled and the door open. I mean, I still have just shivers thinking about it from when I was a high schooler.
Great. Yeah, have you seen The Martian?
Yes, I've seen The Martian. Okay. Yeah, very good.
Did you guys see Paranormal Activity in high school?
I didn't see it till college, so I didn't see it in theaters, but.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
but I feel like the very last scene of Paranormal Activity where it like goes at the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that,
like maybe jump out of my seat.
Yeah, especially if you're watching at home, it's like a little less difficult to get jump scared like that compared to a theater. And if you're doing it that at home, then
yeah,
it's gonna be legitimately scary.
Paranormal Activity is the one where it's like shot on a camcorder, right?
It's all like camcorder and like security cameras.
Yeah,
it's like Blair Witch Project-esque.
Yeah,
kind of. I was just gonna say that, Grant. Yeah, it was like the first movie with a camera since the Blair Witch Project that took over. Also, another, very scary movie.
Another great old time like horror flick.
We might have to do a horror flick. I didn't think you guys were really that big into horror movies, so I was like, because every time I do with Vu, he doesn't see it. So I guess I just kind of assumed you guys didn't watch it.
My horror knowledge has expanded since this pod was created.
Your what knowledge?
My horror.
What did you what?
Pronounce your words, dude.
Dude, your friends. What does Vu say when I'm not around him that your friends assume the worst out of it?
Yeah, jeez, guys.
Oh my god, he's acting like this goody two shoes.
I am.
I mean, the greatest story of all time is Backpack Girl Vu, but that's
Backpack Girl. Oh my gosh! Chill.
Whoa.
We're not talking about it. Who is a good Samaritan, everybody? Not to be awkward. We're all good, guys. We're all good.
Yeah, we're all good people on the spot.
We're all good people. And I think this is then Fight Club and Gone Girl. I think it's just as hard as the two times ago with Departed and Social Network. Gone Girl is two. Both are Fincher films. And both have incredible casting in it. So, I mean, what do you guys think?
I really liked Gone Girl when I first saw it. Yeah. I like the plot twist was great. I like how they kind of like showed step by step what she did and like all of the thought that went. I would vote Gone Girl here.
Yeah. I feel like there's like two plot twists in that movie almost, right? The plot twist where he doesn't actually kill his wife, and then the plot twist that she's having his kid and they stick together.
Wait, don't they don't break up at all at the end? I forget. I watched it last year.
No, she like, yeah.
Yeah, pregnant.
Him like
the pregnancy.
Being fucked. Like, he's just like.
Nice. Yeah. And then Fight Club is a guy having schizophrenia.
What is the premise of Fight Club?
Oh, fuck. I just kind of... Vu won't remember. Fight Club is a guy who's in, like, the normal corporate day world, like, going through, you know, the monotony of it all. And essentially, he's like, I can't be doing this. I'm going to kill myself if I don't just do something kind of crazy. So he goes up to Brad Pitt, and essentially, he just punches him in the face. Am I correct, right? If anyone else has seen it. And Brad Pitt's like, oh, that felt great. That kind of gave you a rush, right? He goes, yeah. And they start punching each other. And then from there, they're like, we gotta start a club. And it sounds really simple because it is supposed to be simple in the beginning. And then it really expands. And it's crazy. So it's a really – that's also a wild twist as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think I would go Gone Girl too.
We got two Gone Girls.
It's because I think it's like you guys are saying with the twists. Because when you, if you go into it without knowing anything, then you're kind of just stunned by
everything. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You're also stunned at the end of Fight Club.
Yeah, it's true. I just like Gone Girl more, I think.
No, I get it. Yeah, I'll just go fuck myself. I know Grant's pretty pissed about Saw, I feel like.
I recommend Saw 4 for anyone who needs a good viewing experience.
Saw 4?
Yeah, I think that's my favorite one. I think that's the one.
Aren't they coming out? Isn't there a new one, or did they?
They keep releasing new ones like, 30 years after the Jigsaw killer. Saw 10
coming out?
There was like a Saw X that was supposed to be really good.
And that just came out?
I think, yeah, they released one in theaters maybe a few years ago.
Yeah,
Saw. 2023. Saw. Yeah.
Well, I guess Gone Girl's moving on. Huh. We got Scary Movie 3 versus Star Is Born.
star.
These movies are just completely on opposite ends of the spectrum.
can Scary Movie 3 upset Star Is Born?
I haven't even seen A Star Is Born, and I feel like out of principle, I have to vote for it over Scary Movie 3.
What did Scary Movie beat?
Scary Movie beat Halloween, because none of us had seen
Halloween. Oh,
yeah.
Star Is Born.
Star Is Born.
Star Is Born.
Oh, no Damon Wayans love.
That. And then we've got Dune versus Blade Runner, both Denis Villeneuve movies.
Whoa, I did not realize Dune was on this list.
I think it goes without saying.
I haven't seen Dune, so I'll go Blade Runner.
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
I think Dune for me. I haven't seen Blade Runner, so. I
need to watch the... When does the third one come out?
I think it's November of next year, because he already buzzed his hair. He's shooting it right now.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Timmy.
Well, Timmy boy. All the new ping pong movie he's into. So I'm hearing really good things about it. Marty Supreme. Yeah.
Is it going to be a better ping pong movie than Balls of Fury?
I doubt it.
That movie is elite.
Cult classic.
I have such a fun. That's like one of my, like, I think that might have been my first kiss was Balls of Fury in the theater.
What scene?
Who stars in that movie?
Is that Robin?
Like some guy who's like a wannabe Jack Black.
Yeah, literally.
I was gonna say, is it Jack Black? But then I was like, I don't think it is.
The guy essentially acts like Jack Black.
It's Christopher Walken too.
Yeah, he's like the head of the tournament, right?
Yeah, he's a ping pong master, bro.
Oh, how could I?
Yeah, how could you forget?
So probably, what do you guys think? Dune? I mean, I do like Dune 2 better, and I think I like Blade Runner better than I like Dune, but I like, as a whole, if you watch them together, I think there's a great franchise, like an amazing franchise, so it's hard for me to vote Blade Runner 2049, even though I think it's a really good movie.
I think my vote would have to be for the Lisan Al Gaib on this one. For those of you who don't know, that's Timothy Chalamet in Dune.
Grant, have you not seen it either?
Sorry, I literally blanked on what he said.
Oh, have you seen Dune?
Yes, I have seen Dune. Why'd you just go dark?
Is everything okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Oh, there you go. Dude, there might be a ghost in here.
Yeah, there's some paranormal activity going on.
Strap up, Kev.
What is happening in this room? I never came in this room at night. I guess y'all hang out.
Season.
So we're all thinking Dune?
I think so.
All right, Dune's moving on.
Holding that to your list.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a final eight. Can School of Rock upset Joker?
Not in this
before you vote, think about the cast of School of Rock. Mike White, Jack Black, Miranda Cosgrove, Sarah Silverman.
That's not really a great sales, like, they're not really that great.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Not one actor or actress that's phenomenal.
I mean, if we got to name Joker movies got.
Think about the cast.
Robert De Niro, Joaquin Phoenix,
Think about the two kids that are now married from the
school. Exactly, in the School of Rock.
Isn't it like the fat kid and
the blonde singer?
Yeah, the blonde, the little blonde.
I can't have in good faith not vote Joker here, but you guys could take over. And
my vote's Joker here.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah,
my vote's Joker too, but I just wanted to put up a play. I just wanted to throw a Hail Mary out there, see what you guys are feeling.
Gotcha, man.
I think School of Rock would have beat any other movie.
Yeah,
School of Rock versus The Departed. If it had gone against Social Network, it's
ready to bust.
Just an unfavorable matchup.
Yeah, man. All right, John Wick versus The Social Network. It's Social Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Wick for me.
Grant, can you please watch that tonight?
Yeah, I'll put it on my list.
All right. We got the Martian versus Gone Girl. Maybe the toughest battle of the night so far.
The Martian.
Now,
who else is in the
when
Martian?
When you go into the Martian, when you say that besides Gone, because you've really been selling Gone Girl too. Holton, what's your reason for picking the Martian over Gone Girl?
I just think the plot of the Martian is unlike a lot. I mean, I guess it's sort of like some movies, but I just think it just captures you. You're just so intrigued by how this guy is going to survive or if he's ever going to get out.
That's a good point you bring up. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a movie where somebody's trying to survive on a different planet and then they use science to actually make it happen.
Yeah.
We're talking about a botanist.
Dude, it's, you know,
yeah. He throws potatoes from his own poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I think the Martian too here.
The Martian as well. We got two Martian. Anyone here gonna vote for Gone Girl?
I think it's gotta be the Martian for me as well.
Martian's moving on. And we got Dune versus A Star is Born. What's gonna be the final movie that makes it into the final four?
Wait, so Vu, have you seen A Star is Born?
I have not. So my vote's automatic.
And he's breathing heavy, like,
adding to the suspense, huh?
He's just selling it. He's selling
I didn't want to be too obvious, you know?
Yeah, I like it. No, I like it, Boo. Thank you for doing that, man.
I'm kind of surprised you haven't seen A Star is Born.
Would I enjoy The Star is Born, you think?
You would like it a lot.
It's a really sad movie, but a good movie. Like, Bradley Cooper's probably his best acting. Tell me if I'm wrong, maybe, but
I think so.
Rocket. I was going to say
Sing Rocket. I like it.
Or in The Hangover, he was pretty good.
The Hangover is his most iconic.
Yeah.
Grant and I just watched that a couple weekends ago.
Why?
The classic movie.
Wiz put it on.
Yeah. Of course he did.
The wizard put it on.
It's probably one of five movies he's seen.
No, he's big into Transformers. The Transformers. He's
really big into the new Transformers.
At least I knew that was his favorite series in high school.
I mean, the Transformers one is an amazing movie.
It's a good. It's pretty good.
I have a top one for me.
I think he, like every other high school male, was infatuated by Megan Fox and Transformers.
What'd you say, Holton?
I don't think he was going for Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Completely off topic. What are we voting for here?
Yeah. What are we thinking?
I haven't seen Dune, so A Star is Born.
I'd go Dune.
I'd go Dune as well. Yeah. I think Starborn is really good, but Dune is just one of the best. We'll look back on Dune, I swear, in 10 years ago. We talked about this recently on a podcast, how Star Wars now has to live up to the science fiction aspect of Dune, and just the fact that there's a science fiction movie that's out there that is getting nominated for Oscars, and Star Wars is barely putting out movies that can even compete with it. Yeah. If Dune just, you know, I mean, it's completely different, I guess you could say, but it still is, you know, I mean, Star Wars was based. I think it's going to change the way Star Wars is a franchise moving forward. But
I always wonder how movies like that were released so long ago, if they were released today, would benefit from like the CGI upgrades and like the way things are filmed these days. Like, can you imagine like the same exact storyline, but filmed today?
Yeah, same joke, same, you know, same everything, right? Here's what you're saying, like, just with
like how much would it benefit? Version. Yeah, how much would it benefit as like a viewing experience? Because when I go back and watch Star Wars 4, 5, and 6, I'm like, my God, the CGI is just light year. This would get ripped to shreds if it came out today.
Yeah, but then I also think like they were ahead of their time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what, like, if you just like took it and re-released it without anyone knowing what Star Wars was, like, how would it do today?
Yeah.
Or do people just like it for the nostalgia?
I think that's what really saved it. Well, there's two things why Star Wars 1 was successful, is that there'd never been a sci-fi flick ever created like that.
Yeah.
And then two, the reason why it really catapulted was the idea that, like, okay, Luke and Leia are actually brother and sister, and the fact that Darth Vader Darth Vader ended up being their father. That, like, changed everything. Because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Plot twist.
OG plot twist.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it's one of the there's a reason. It's maybe the all-time greatest plot twist. I can't think of anything greater than more iconic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Dune or Star Wars? did we pick Dune?
I think we picked Dune, yeah.
So if I had to choose one movie to watch out of this podcast,
Saw.
Fight Club. I guess that wasn't on my radar, but okay. Saw. And then
next time we hang out, I'm just going to turn Saw on.
Oh my god, that almost sounded like a sound bite. Like, I just like Saw, like, that was so immediate.
I'm just going to turn Saw on, so you have to watch it.
Really? Like that. I could only devote time to one movie. Which one would it be? Fight Club, Saw, or Star is Born?
Probably Fight Club.
Wow.
If you have 18 to 20 hours, you could watch the entire Saw franchise.
Wow. It's such a short span.
If you find yourself doing nothing on one weekend.
All right. I think I'm going to buy the poster for I've been looking for one more poster, and that is like a top three movie for me. I'm going to add that behind me.
Saw?
Are you talking about Saw?
Yeah, Saw.
Oh, it's the Social Network.
I'm gonna add to my collection of Grand Canyon posters just one of Jigsaw that sits right back here. That's gonna be on all my work calls too. Like,
you got some Jigsaw posters everywhere throughout the house.
That behind you? Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, big fan of the Saw franchise.
Psychopath.
I didn't know you were such a big fan of Saw.
I love Saw, dude. Those movies are... I've actually watched, like, all the way through, like, I think a couple times. I don't know. I haven't done it in, like, 2-3 years, but every now and again, I'll just get on a little Saw binge. I'm like, ooh, these are good. These are some good films.
I noticed you said... I mean, when you were saying Saw 4 is one of your all-time favorites, I was surprised by that.
I like the games in Saw 4. Jigsaw really does his big one.
Grant knows ball.
Grant knows ball. We got number one seed Joker going against the 13 seed Social Network. You guys already know my vote. I'm getting the damn poster and putting it right here.
I'm starting to think I already know how. I'm just gonna say Joker, but I think this might be a 3-1.
Yeah, I have the Social Network is a top movie for me. Elite acting, elite storyline, you know, elite directing. It's got to be the Social Network for me.
I agree. I'm going to go Social Network.
Easy. We haven't even really even talked about it too much. Just because of how it's like, it's just going to sweep. It's in the finals. We've got Dune versus in the Martian versus the Social Network. Or sorry, Dune versus the Martian to see who moves on.
We got the finals battle
against the Social Network.
I think I like the Martian here.
I'm going The Martian.
Outside of Matt Damon, who else is in The Martian?
There's the...
Jessica Chastain?
Yeah.
And then, sure she's not in... that is Jessica Chastain. Wow.
Yeah.
She would tell Elijah for Kate Mara. Sebastian Stan is in it. Kristen Wiig is in it. Mm-hmm. Michael Pena. Childish Gambino's in it.
Who's like Sean the director of NASA in that film?
Yeah, what?
Like Elon Musk?
Is it Jeff Daniels or Sean Bean? Oh, Benedict Sean Wong Bean. Is in it.
Yep, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean. Okay. I gotta rewatch that movie. Mm-hmm. We got The Martian moving on. We have in our finals, in the finals of the greatest October films of all time. And we will figure out what is the number one, the greatest October film after this commercial break. Like a University of Phoenix ad.
This is crazy. Two movies based on a real story.
What are you?
They're both based off of real books.
Yeah,
you could say that.
Who's your favorite character in The Social Network?
Oof,
man, I think it's Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
Andrew Garfield's cool too, but he becomes kind of like a, you know, he becomes an afterthought. I think Andrew Garfield, that it was a better movie for him than the Amazing Spider-Man movie, though.
Oh, for sure. Yep. And even Rashida Jones in it. Everybody just played their part so well.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character, Holton?
I really do like Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Zuckerberg in it. I just think he just plays him so well. He's just such an ass.
He honestly, after that movie, I was seeing Mark Zuckerberg. I'm like, Mark Zuckerberg is acting like Jesse Eisenberg. Like, you know, he just killed it, I thought. But The Martian, I mean, The Martian is a great film. I mean, we're not even talking about like the idea that he had to act essentially in many scenes by himself. That's something that's very difficult to do. He's acting and doing things, and you're watching him slowly not go insane, but you know, you're like, okay, is he gonna die on this planet, or is he gonna end up being like, I'm gonna survive, and I'm gonna survive by changing the game up a little bit? And I just think that's such an interesting story itself. Whereas The Social Network, I mean, you could say one fault at it is the fact that it's based on real life and we kind of know the outcome. Again, yeah. Unless maybe we didn't when we were younger, but like if you were somebody who was really into that, you may have found out. I mean, it's not a happy ending, but we're getting a second movie, which is crazy. The Martian probably can't do a second movie. You could do a second movie, but then I'd fucking want a second Interstellar movie.
I think that they could do one on like Uranus or something.
My anus.
Anyone's anus.
Anyone's anus. That'd be crazy, living in someone's shit.
Yeah.
And surviving and making potatoes in someone's Uranus. That'd be cool.
I think I'm gonna vote The Martian here, but I have a sneaky feeling we might be 3-1.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
As good as The Martian is, I think The Social Network is.
Holy shit!
Wow.
So horse race.
I think as much as
Holton, you gotta explain yourself. Is this internet going out?
As much as The Social Network is great, as Vu likes to say, sometimes it's just dense. And I think The Martian just is compelling.
His explanation is, no, I heard about one-fifth of it.
No, I'm kidding. All we know is he voted for The Martian. Pull up the horse race.
We're ending it on a horse race. I'm so sorry for everyone out there listening in. We're going to do a 20-second horse race.
You guys can do that?
Can we do a best 2 out of 3? I feel like
best 2 out of 3?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to share this tab instead.
Is The Martian 1 or is it 2?
All right. We're going to do The Martian.
It's the higher seed, Grant.
It is higher seed. Oh, where'd that come from? Oh, wait. You're not seeing the Brad Pitt thing. Where'd that come from? All right.
Secretly, it's Kev's screensaver.
We've got The Martian is going to be number 1. Social Network is going to be number 2. We're going to do best 2 out of 3, 20-second horse races. Okay? Now, I'm going to try my best for those who are listening in to give them kind of like an idea of what the hell is happening here, because that'd be terrible radio. I'll try my
best. He's loose! Yeah,
horse one's a sucker. Yeah. All right, here we go. Martian versus The Social Network. Oh, wait. I have only 10 seconds. My bad, guys.
Wait, Social Network's 1, right? Just to be clear. It's 2?
No.
The Martian Social Network's 2, and Martian's number 1.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Best 2 out of 3. And let's go. All right, Red Dog, it is pretty tied. It is pretty. It looks like the Martian's leading right now. We've got 12 seconds left in the clock. The Martian is taking a little bit of a lead. You never know, someone might have a tranquilizer.
Social Network is going to come out of nowhere right here.
And it looks like, it's going to close. It's going to be close. Oh. Martian has the first win.
Job's not finished. Job's not finished.
Sweep. Here we go. Martian needs one more win, and the social network needs two to somehow upset the Martian to take over. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And we are on, and we got a viewer listening in right now. That's amazing. They're here for the championship round of the greatest October film in history. We've got horse races here representing Martian number one and the social network at number two. Martian is now leading 1-0. Here we go. We are off. All right. The social network is leading with 17 seconds in. It is a little bit of a lead.
Oh, let's go. We got a game, boys.
10 seconds left is leading the bet. 8, 7. Social network might take it. Social network let's might go. End up taking it. And if there's something that might take the Martian to the top,
let's go.
Game three.
There is a game three, ladies and gentlemen. There might be just a fan. Somebody on YouTube is just looking for like horse racing, and they're joining this in. We're an hour in. At the hour mark, we are figuring out who's going to be the number one October film of all time. October film. Here we go. We've got The Martian at number one, and we got The Social Network at number two, tied 1-1. Here we go. For all the glory, for all the gold. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. It is tied. 3 seconds.
Let's go.
It looks like a little bit of lag there, but it looks like Martian's taking the lead. Come back, 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 come back us to make it to see who's going to be the champ. And honestly, we can say Social Network swept its way through the entire bracket. The Martian has won.
Wow. I can't wait for Grant to finally watch the Social Network and change his answer and vote for this bracket.
I would say once you guys watched the Saw franchise, this wouldn't have been close.
Why hasn't Saw been nominated for an Oscar? That's crazy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we just said, The Martian is now the number one film according to Filmaholics Entertainment Podcast. As the greatest October film of all time. What fun it was to get back with you guys. It's always fun to do these kind of monthly greatest films of all time. We've never done it on November. We've never done a December. Or we may have done a November. We've never done a December. So I'm excited to do that later on. Boys, I appreciate you guys joining me here today. It's good to have all of you guys back. And we'll see. This is episode 71 of Filmaholics Entertainment Podcast. Everyone, anything you guys want to say before we head out?
Keep fapping, guys.
Go watch Saw.
All right. Keep fapping, everyone. On that note, keep fapping, everybody. And Yardy, yo-ho, here we go. Peace out. Fap forever.